Bill Hoppe talks Buffalo Sabres hockey each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hey again, Bill.
Hey, Omar.
It's been a busy stretch for the team. They've played four games in the last week, wins over the Rangers and Oilers, losses to Boston and Washington. Let's start with the most recent game, an overtime win over Edmonton at the arena Tuesday night, a big matchup between Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel. The Sabres got off to an early lead. They surrendered that lead, and then an exciting finish. They tied the game in the final minute and won it in overtime.
It was a fun game, and if you're a Sabres fan, it's a nice trend that you're seeing some high-scoring games that they're winning, and there haven't really been those this year, especially at home. And the game was billed as a matchup between Jack Eichel and Connor McDavid, but it was so much more than that. It was interesting how the hype for the second meeting of Jack Eichel and Connor McDavid kind of died down. The game wasn't even sold out. There just wasn't the buzz there was last year. When Edmonton played here March 1st, their first meeting ever, it was like a playoff game. I mean, there was just so much media. There was just a different feel around the rink. And this year, about 1,000 short of capacity. Sure, there was still hype, but it just wasn't the same. And I think a game between them will always have a lot of buzz, but I think some of the hype between them has worn off over the last year or so. But beyond Eichel and McDavid, these are two teams, they haven't won anything in years and years, but both teams have some of the game's top young talent, and if you go to a game like that, you expect to see a bunch of goals and have fun, and I think the game was a good game.
Well, these last several games have certainly been more fun to watch with Jack Eichel back in the lineup. He set up the game winner on Tuesday. He scored both the game-tying and game-winning goals in that comeback victory over the Rangers a week ago. It also looks like his line mate, Evander Kane, is starting to get going.
Evander Kane had a terrible start. He cracked four ribs opening night, and he missed a few weeks, and he came back, and he didn't have Jack Eichel. I don't think he was quite up to speed, and he was struggling, and it got to the point where he was 11, 12 games in, and he hadn't scored a goal yet, and this is a guy that they think should probably score 30-some goals. He's making $6 million this year. He scored Saturday. He scored twice on Tuesday. But even before that, you could tell he was building a bit. He was shooting the puck more. He looked more aggressive. And I think the last little piece for him was getting Jack Eichel back, their lines back together. Eichel, Kane, and Sam Reinhart, and they were a very good line last year. They were the Sabres' first legit number one scoring line in years, really. And I think Eichel's presence has finally gotten Evander Kane going.
Sabres are relying on some young defensemen due to injuries on the blue line. They're missing three regulars. How are those players holding up against what's been some stiff competition?
They've done all right. The most notable guy, of course, is Brendan Gooley, their 2015 second-round pick, and he's a very interesting prospect. He's their top defense prospect. He almost made the team the last 2 years out of training camp. And for them to recall him from junior just shows how little depth they really have and how dire the situation was. And he's done well. He's a terrific skater. He's very mature. He's just a smart hockey player. And another young guy who kind of feels like an older guy just because he's been around for 4 years now is Rasmus Ristolainen. Ristolainen, more than a quarter into the year now, I think he's their MVP by far. The last two games, he's played almost 30 minutes each night. The Sabres have struggled a lot of this season, but where would they be without him? He plays in every situation. He plays tough minutes against the competition's best. He's become a very good defenseman. And before he scored the winner on Tuesday, he hit a very odd stat line. All those minutes on the ice, he hadn't scored yet. He had 15 assists, but he finally got one, a one-timer. They had been urging him to shoot the puck like that, but he's been hesitant this year because he's had all these stick problems. You might have seen he's been breaking sticks constantly. I think for him to get that goal is a nice reward, and I think it lifts a lot of burden off his shoulders because he hadn't scored.
Next up, a rematch with the Capitals tomorrow night at home. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.